95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog, Riggs, Guy, and Sheriff Mike Chit. What another installment of our Chit Chats on the Morning Hog. It must be great for you to be back with us.
Oh, it's the highlight of my day. Are you kidding?
Well, you know what? On some days, I would imagine it might be. This might be the best part, so I'm going to go with that.
Well, I don't know if the listeners heard, but you had a hard time identifying which station you worked for this morning, so I can't imagine what happened last night.
I did. I sometimes the numbers get mixed up with me. It's not a dyslexia thing. It's just it's math. I was told there'd be no math in radio, and it turns out there is.
That's why I became a cop. They told me there would be no math in it.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it.
I don't know. I mean, I see you like your Twitter. By the way, if you don't follow the sheriff on Twitter, do it. It's great information. It's very helpful information. Always still putting up good COVID numbers in the area as we are barreling into a hopefully socially responsible and safe bike week. What are you bracing yourself for? How are you set up? Are you looking forward to compliance or not?
I think we're so deep into this. I think people get it. They realize they have to take personal responsibility. Really what it's going to come down to, it's really not a law enforcement or a government issue. It's going to be, are the bars and restaurants going to do the right thing by their customers? That's really what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. And I would imagine that's where the bulk of the people will be congregating. Obviously, what are they saying? 60% capacity. Is that going to be on your guys to be monitoring that or enforcing that? Or does that go just to the city?
That goes into the city, and it's going to be up to, again, my understanding is from talking to Chief Young, it's really going to fall under the responsibility of the bar owner, because you don't think cops are going to go in there. And we just talked about math earlier and say, okay, it's 300%. I think it's 300 people occupancy. What's 60% of 300? Let's count. And does that count wait staff? Does that count whatever? I mean, that's not what law enforcement's job is.
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys have bigger fish to fry.
No kidding. Shouldn't be rolling.
There's a lot of other things going on during bike week than going there and counting heads.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just I mean you've done plenty of these bike weeks to know what to expect and what to look out for. But I would assume, based on the fact that there's so much focus on this one, and this is the, would you consider this a very big litmus test for whatever happens the rest of the year in Volusia County as far as these kind of gatherings?
I think not only in Volusia County but the state of Florida. I mean, if you think of it. The Daytona 500 was the largest sporting event since over a year when COVID first hit us.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was the largest, 30,000 people. And here we are, again, we're going to be probably the largest outdoor event. I don't know what Sturgis did. I don't know their numbers there, but it's going to have to be one of the largest events since all this struck the country. So, there will be a lot of eyes on us, and I just hope everybody does the responsible thing.
No doubt. That's Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood. By the way, good to see Volusia County represented in the national news in a positive light. For those who don't know that story, tell us about this girl who and I definitely have another question to follow up with you about preventing that, but tell us the story again.
Yeah, it was a young lady. Unfortunately, we all know there's predators out there online and on these gaming sections. She meets somebody online and sets up to meet with him. She's 13. He tells her whatever he tells her, and she decides to meet him after school in Oak Hill. And she meets him. He takes her to a hotel room. She's assaulted, and she doesn't come home. So her grandmother calls police and says, look, it's 6 o'clock. She should have been home hours ago. I don't know where she could be. One of my deputies, Royce James, responds to the call, finds out some of who her little friends are. Her friends say, yeah, she's been talking to some guy online. They were supposed to meet, and they're probably at a hotel somewhere here.
Wow.
So he grabs a bunch of other deputies, and they fan out no kill, and they start going to hotels. And they knew sort of kind of what the guy's name was. They saw his name on a registry. They knock on a door. He refused to open the door. Eventually, he opens it. When he opens the door, the little girl dives into the deputy's arms.
Wow.
Saying, help me, help me, help me.
Wow.
He's been arrested. He was 22 years old. He's been arrested for child abuse, child sexual abuse, actually.
Yeah.
And, he's looking to the life felony, but it underscores once again the dangers of what's going on the internet and how hard it is for parents to keep track of what's going on.
No kidding.
And, that's just the second case in a week.
Really?
We had another case where we helped the Dawson County Sheriff's Office in Georgia The guy in Deltona started talking to an 11-year-old girl through a Nintendo game and something else, and eventually was sending her gift cards to download apps to her phone, and he was grooming her to become sexually assaulted.
Right. Right.
And, you know, that was it. That was over a year investigation before the, you know, before us and Georgia authorities were able to arrest this guy. And he was in his late 20s, you know, and again, it was through a gaming, a Nintendo gaming. They were playing games together and then they were doing FaceTime together. And he was having her wear different outfits and have her FaceTime him live and have her do things. It was just absolutely sickening to read the arrest affidavit. But the internet's a dangerous place.
Yeah, that's exactly why parents should monitor what their kids are doing. It's not an invasion of privacy. You're actually trying to save their life, possibly.
Well, this
I'm going to give you a line that my father gave me once. As long as you live in my house, you have no privacy. And that's the way parents need to act.
Yeah.
It's your house. You have no privacy. And the same thing applies to their digital equipment and their games. It's you as the parent own that, not them.
Yeah.
So you have to be on top of what apps are being downloaded.
Man, this is my constant struggle. I mean, I have a girl who will be a teenager this year, and I'm already feeling it. And I know that I've given her freedom before, but then I, you know, hearing that story about the great job your deputies did to resolve that situation before it got worse, it's in my head on a loop now. And this guy, the first one you mentioned there, was 22. That's a dude that is probably more tech savvy than, say, sometimes when you get these guys who might be in their 50s or 60s luring these girls. He probably had more knowledge of these, you know, game, like, as you mentioned, these portals to be able to reach out to these kids, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're probably like me. I'm an idiot when it comes to technology. I have a hard time answering my phone. And these kids can run circles around you. I mean, my 6-year-old granddaughter looked at my phone and she's like, you know, Pop, you have too many things open. You're draining power. I'm looking at her. She's 6. Click on, click and click and click and click. I'm like, my God.
Wow.
You know, how do you know that?
Yeah, no kidding.
So normal parents are going to have a hard time keeping up with the technology. And you know, people don't seem to understand. So, well, I read it on the internet or whatever. The internet doesn't lie. The internet doesn't lie.
Sure.
Are you kidding me? You're having a conversation with somebody who says they're 15 or really 35. I mean, you don't know that. They're sending you pictures. Oh, that guy sent me a picture. We have that with frauds all the time, where people get defrauded out of money. Oh, he told me he was an Army vet and he lost his arm in Afghanistan. Well, yeah, he got a picture of an Army vet and put his name underneath of it. This guy didn't serve anywhere, you know?
Yeah, it is so hard to know what to believe. And you know, obviously, skepticism is on your side at that point, especially if you're a parent.
Yep.
You just got to definitely err on the side of caution right there. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is with us. Sheriff, you can hang on for just a minute. We'll be back with more Chit Chat on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.